a tale of love, betrothed for life, her destiny to be a wife. But first her man a task must do, to show his love for her be true. A risk that he must undertake, no one knows the road he'll take. To end the task his one true goal, a lengthy journey down the road. The task is set, the challenge on, and once complete her heart is won. His journey far beyond the sea, to where the skyline kisses tree. The lady waits for many years, amid her darkest, deepest fears, but he will not return to land, the far horizon in his hand. Hardest challenge ever set. To win his maid he had to get the far horizon to her land, and only then receive her hand. For months he crossed both land and sea, to find that line twixt sky and tree. Through ocean mist and siren's call, and minotaurs beyond the wall, he asked for help of kindly folk, and oftentimes a fairy spoke her gentle whispers in his ear. Carry on, the end is near. And when he felt that he was beat, he kissed the ground beneath his feet. As magic crackled through the air, he knew he'd win his maiden fair. Chanced upon a silversmith, a kindly man to wrought a gift, a locket cast with her in mind, he bade our seeker go and find the finest artist in the land, to form a picture with his hand of palm trees kissing azure skies and golden shores for many miles. A thousand and a thousand more butterfly wings the picture formed. This priceless gift the locket held, set with colour, magic spell. And thus he bore it home again, through thunder, lightning, driving rain, to place the locket in her hand, and claim his maid with wedding band. He placed the locket in her hand. He felt so weak he could not stand. And so on bended knee he said, "Accept this gift, let us be wed." She opened up the locket fair. The sunlight glistened in her hair. Wide-eyed, open-mouthed in shock, tears slid down onto her frock. "'Tis beautiful," she softly gasped, as sunlight caught the wings at last. "The quest is done, I hold the prize. The treetops kiss the sunlit sky." And in a month the pair did wed. The village buzzed, and it was said no fairer gift was ever bought than that horizon fairly caught.